But yeah, I mean, I think ultimately, at least with us, it's about wanting to make the institution stronger and better and more sustainable. And that's what it's about. I mean, I think everyone who works at Anthology and who's part of the union, you know, deeply cares about Anthology and its survival and, you know, ultimately loves working there and is really dedicated to the mission.
And they should have a say in how the organization operates too. I mean, who knows how a place works better than the people that are working there?
And yeah, so
that's
and
part
so,
of it. You know, that's definitely part of it. But, you know, for me, at least, the biggest issue is just salary. You know, I like Anthology and how it works. And I love the staff and I love everyone who's there, including, you know, management and the board and everything. But ultimately, it's just about getting people paid better.
And so you held a 1-day strike. By you, I mean the union. You held a 1-day strike. Mm-hmm. Recently, this was, do you remember
on
the
March
date?
March 31st.
March 31st.
Yeah.
What was the reason for holding the 1-day strike?
Yeah, well, it was a work stoppage. So we basically shut down the office and the theater, the screenings for that day and had a picket line protest. It was just about our sort of struggle so far in getting our contract. So we had been negotiating the contract for 7 months and, you know, it's a long, difficult process and maybe parts of it have not gone the way I wanted it or didn't go as easy as I wanted it. So it was about putting pressure on trying to get the contract done.
And when you say you're negotiating, so most the Anthology Union is, as I understand, literally the entire staff except for the executive director, mm-hmm. who's considered management. Mm-hmm. So who are you negotiating with?
Well, some of the projectionists are not part of the union because they are part of another union already, which is IATSE, which represents projectionists in New York City. So it's not the entire staff, but it's most of the staff as far as the theater staff and the office staff and, of course, the collection staff, which is just me at the moment. So we're negotiating with some members of the board of trustees, our executive director, and their lawyer. So, yeah, that's... And on our side, it's a bargaining committee, which is the staff and then members of 2110.
And so if
the
people...
The union staff.
So if people want to support you, mm-hmm. what can they do? And also, if someone's thinking to themselves... This is a two-part question.
Okay.
Let's start with, if people want to support you, what can they do?
Well, I'd say they can follow us on social media, on Instagram and Twitter, so you can stay in the loop on how things are going. You can come out to any events that we have. Hopefully we won't need to do another strike or anything. You know, you can let management know that you support the union.
And so when you say people can come out to events that you have, mm-hmm. You encourage people to come to Anthology and give them your patronage.
Yes.
And you see that as a form of supporting your unionization.
Totally. We're not on strike right now, so you can definitely come to Anthology. Please come and see movies. The staff are the ones who are programming the theaters and working the theaters and working in the archive. So you can support the staff by continuing to come right now. If we do another work stoppage, if you follow us on social media, you'll hear about it there and we'll ask you to not come, but right now, come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. To listen to the full 20-minute episode, visit patreon.com/screenslate, become a supporter, and get access to this and other bonus episodes.